Good morning, everybody. Welcome to a song and a Bible reading here at the Amundson Family Music Shack near Shakota, Oklahoma. It's always a pleasure when you let me into your devices or your computer every day. And with me, joining a song and a Bible reading. The word of the Lord is a wonderful thing. You know, in Hebrews, the writer says, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. And I heard someone liken it to like this. On one edge, the word of God cuts, and on the other edge, it heals. And so we look to the word of God to do the work that he's called it to do. And he said it would not return unto him void. It is the most confident thing that we could ever do is bring forth the word of the Lord, because it is never ending, it is never dull, it is never out of date, but it is always exactly what it needs to be, because it is breathed and inspired by the Holy Spirit of God. It is not a dead letter. It is not just ink on a page. And so we can come to God with full assurance of faith, knowing that he will do what he needs to do. Our job is to let him in. Open our hearts, trust in him, believe that he will do what he wants to do. There seems to be that part that we have to do. He does not force himself, but in the heart that's willing, in the heart that's contrite, he will always be there, and he will always do what needs to be done to bring us forth into his image, which from the very beginning was his plan. Let us make man in our image. And he is doing that in you and in me. Sometimes it's a joyful experience. Sometimes it hurts. But as with that sword, he will not cut out what needs to be cut out without in turn healing, binding up that wound. Amen. So thank you for joining me. It's a pretty amazing thing that with all the crud that's on social media these days, you would choose to spend time in the Word of the Lord with me. That makes me feel pretty good, and that lets me know what kind of person you are. I pray no matter what your background is, no matter what you believe, no matter what, God bless you for taking time to worship him this morning. So thank you. Let's see. Lord Jesus, I long to be perfectly whole. I want thee forever to live in my soul. Break down every stronghold, cast out every foe. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow, whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow, whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow, whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow.
Heavenly Father, I and everyone within earshot of this video, we lay ourselves before you and before the throne. And Lord, we want to allow you to do your work in our life. Lord, cut out what needs to be cut out, and then bind up what needs to be bound up. Lord, if there's baggage from the past, Lord, we let it go. If there's worries, maybe about our health, maybe about finances, maybe about family issues, Lord, we give it to you and we ask that you would take it away and replace it with joy, replace it with peace, and replace it with full assurance of faith that you are in control. Lord, we put ourselves on the altar of sacrifice this morning. We are yours and you are mine. Father, just bless the reading of your word this morning. Let it do what it needs to do. Lord, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now this morning, we're on the last chapter of Luke, and it's one that I read last week at Easter time, but I'm going to read it again, just so that we don't get out of order. Gabe's making up a bunch more CDs, and we're sending out another big bundle of CDs today to all those of you who ordered. I want to thank you so much for that. Thank you. Thank you. If you haven't done it, I hope that you will. All right. So we're going to go to Luke 24 and finish off. We'll see how much I can read today. Hopefully the whole thing. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre, and they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid, and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He's not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words, and returned from the sepulchre, and told all these things unto the 11, and to the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, and Joanna, and Mary the mother of James, and other women that were with them, which told these things unto the apostles. And their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed him not. I understand. Then arose Peter and ran unto the sepulchre, and stooping down, he beheld the linen cloths laid by themselves, and departed, wondering in himself at that which was come to pass. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 80 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. Oh, wonderful. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, What manner of communications are these that you have one to another as ye walk and are sad? And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass here in these days? And he said unto them, What things? And they said unto him, Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death, and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have been redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. And when they found not his body, and came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said unto them he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre, and found it even so as the women had said, but him they saw not. Then he said unto them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken, ought not Christ to have suffered these things, and to enter into his glory? 27. And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, He expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, and it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it, and brake, and gave to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? And they rose up the same hour, and returned to Jerusalem, and found the 11 gathered together, and them that were with them, saying, The Lord is risen indeed, and has appeared to Simon. And they told what things were done in the way, and how he was known of them in breaking of bread. Excuse me. And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them, and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, Why are ye troubled, and why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed not for joy, and wondered, he said unto them, Have ye here any meat? And they gave him a piece of broiled fish, and of a honeycomb, and he took it, and did eat before them. And he said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all these things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. Oh, bless the Lord for that. And he said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem, until ye be endued with power from on high. And he let them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple, praising and blessing God. Amen. Oh, I'm so glad I read it again. It's such a wonderful chapter, such a wonderful, victorious story that he puts down. Oh, thank you. You know, it reminded me, there's lots of things that could be said about this, but I got thinking of the scripture. I got to see if I can find it. I used to be able to quote it, but you know, when the two men that were walking to Emmaus, they were fellowshipping with each other, even as we are right now. We're talking about the things of the Lord. And in Malachi, I'm not sure if I can exact, he says, Then they that thought upon him and fellowshipped with one another, I'm going to find it. Just give me a second. I just, you know, it just shows the power of fellowshipping one with another. And oh yeah, Malachi 3:16, Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. To me, that's just a testimony of when we fellowship with one another about the things of the Lord hears it, and he writes that in a book, and he remembers, and he rewards them that diligently seek him and that look for his appearing. It's just such a wonderful thing. That's why it makes me so happy for you to come and join me in this, because we have fellowship one with another. It may not be face to face, although that would be wonderful someday, but even in the spirit, we can fellowship with one another. And so I hope you're all on the other end of the lens here, praising God, worshiping him, and just thanking him for all the good things that he is doing and the wonderful plan he has to bring us all into one body of Christ, working together in the kingdom of God. Oh, so do your part, brighten the corner where you are. No matter what you're going through, just be confident, keep keeping on, and God will make a way where it seems to be no way. Just put your trust in him. Walk in the way that he's leading you to walk. He's made it very clear on how we ought to walk. Bless the Lord. So thank you so much for joining me. I want to remind you again, go to our website, AmundsenFamilyMusic.com. Get our new CD, gospel CD. And those of you that have already ordered, I know some of you have gotten it already, and we're going to send out a bunch more today. We want to thank you so much for that. That really helps us in doing our music and putting out, hopefully, godly, clean content in kind of combat against a lot of the other junk that you see on Facebook and YouTube and Instagram. We're not on TikTok. I've never got involved with that. But I want to thank you so much. And if you want to support us on a monthly basis and get behind the scenes videos, stories, pictures, etc., sign up for our VIP group. Go to our website at AmundsenFamilyMusic.com. Click on the blue button, and it's a safe way to do that online, or if you really would rather send a check or a chicken or whatever, just mail us. Let us know, and we'll sign you up, and you can send us a check. So thank you so much. Hope you all have a wonderful day. Lord willing, we'll see you tomorrow morning. Oh, I want to mention this one last thing. There are those that are asking for prayer publicly on here. Would you please take those before the Lord on their behalf? Us, our family is doing it. We'd like us all to join together in prayer to lift these ones up that are having issues. I won't name any names right now, but there's different ones really struggling. And we're just going to lift them up to the Lord, and the Lord's going to take care of you. Amen. All right. Have a wonderful day.